This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to U.S. President Donald Trump was to appear in court today, according to law enforcement officials. Pascal Ferrier of Quebec was arrested by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials on Sunday at a bridge connecting Buffalo, New York, with Fort Erie, Ontario. That's according to U.S. court documents. The letter addressed to Mr. Trump was intercepted at a facility that processes mail addressed to the president. It tested positive for ricin, according to the AP. Ferrier is also suspected of sending ricin-filled letters to police in Texas, according to a spokesman for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Ricin, a poison found naturally in castor beans, is deadly, with as little as 500 micrograms being lethal. There's no antidote. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he plans to announce his nominee Saturday for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Mr. Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his shortlist. He met Monday with appellate court judge Amy Coney Barrett. Mr. Trump appointed Barrett to her current position. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger in the presidential election 6 weeks away, says the next president, whoever wins the election, should pick the Supreme Court nominee after the inauguration in January. Republicans are looking to use their current 53-47 Senate majority to tilt the court's ideological balance further to the right. Conservative justice would make six conservative justices on the Supreme Court and three liberals. You're listening to VOA News. A court in Beijing Tuesday gave Chinese property tycoon Ren Zhixiang, who once referred to China's top leader, Xi Jinping, as a clown, an 18-year prison sentence and a fine of $620,000 after finding him guilty of corruption, bribery, embezzlement of public funds, and abuse of power as an executive of a state-owned enterprise. Some Chinese dissidents called the verdict shameless and a political persecution, while observers with whom VOA spoke said the ruling aims to silence dissidents and members of in the Chinese Communist Party who are critical of Xi, a sign that also underscores the lack of confidence in his rule. An explosion has rocked a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon, according to news reports. Gray smoke was spotted billowing over the village of Ain Kana, which is near the port of Sidon. A Hezbollah official confirmed reports of the explosion with the Associated Press, but declined to offer details. The number of casualties, if any, could not be confirmed. News agencies report the blast happened in an arms depot for Hezbollah. Members of the militant group had reportedly cordoned off the area, which prevented journalists from entering. The blast comes 7 weeks after a massive explosion at the Beirut port killed nearly 200 people, injured 6,500, and damaged thousands of buildings in the capital. That explosion was caused by poorly stored ammonium nitrate. How the chemicals were ignited is still unknown. The U.S. Justice Department and European law enforcement agency Europol on Tuesday announced that 179 people were arrested following a nine-month operation aimed at disrupting opioid trafficking on the dark web. Most of the arrests took place in the United States, while others were apprehended in Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, Britain, Austria, and Sweden. That's according to a Justice Department statement, which said other investigations are ongoing. The department said in addition to the arrests, authorities seized $6.5 million and 500 kilograms of drugs, including fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and MDMA. The dark web is a part of the internet that does not appear in popular search engines and is not utilized by most internet users. And a spokesman for European Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.